Hello and welcome. I wanted to take just a moment to introduce my next guest, who I am really happy to have on this episode of the Orchid Skin Company podcast. Her name is Chris Anthony. She is the co-owner of Blow Salon here in Conway, Arkansas. She is a personal friend and my hairstylist. If you listen to this podcast, then you know that one of my little taglines is, I want this podcast to be a way to inspire you to change the things that are no longer working for you so you can live the life you truly want. And Chris has done that and helped me on my path to be able to do that as well. She was just kind of that guide that helped walk me through. As you'll hear our conversation, you'll learn more about what I'm talking about, but it's been through my career, and it's even just been in my as a hairstylist, helping me with how I feel and how I see myself in my personal appearance. And as you're listening to our conversation, I would love for you to think about how that applies to you in your life. Is there something going on? And it could be in your personal life, in your career, with your personal appearance, whatever it may be, that you feel like is holding you back. Something that's no longer working for you, and how you might feel if you could find someone and find that guide that's going to walk with you, offer a solution, do something to help you take action to change that thing so that you're no longer wasting your time worrying about it and you can just get on with living the life you truly want. I hope that my conversation with Chris will inspire you. She has got a wonderful story. She has so much knowledge in hair and really in life. And if you listen to us talk, I always kind of refer to her as my big sister in the cosmetology world. And I do mean that. And I think that you'll understand why from hearing from Chris. So with no further ado, let's roll that interview. Hello and welcome to another episode of the Orchid Skin Company podcast. I am so excited to have the fabulous Kristen Anthony, also known as Chris.
Hi guys.
Here with us today. So Chris and I have kind of a special relationship. She is a friend. She is my hairstylist. She was my salon owner before I started my own business. And we have had a great relationship on all fronts, and I am so happy to have you here. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me, Chris.
Thanks for having me on. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So I kind of just wanted to share your story a little bit because I'm super inspired by you and look up to you a lot. I kind of always tell people, like, Chris is kind of like my beauty industry big sister.
Yeah, that's kind of how it's been. That, you know, from the very beginning, we kind of had that relationship.
It's been good.
It has been.
So we talk a lot about a lot of things. So I know some of this, but I think that everybody listening would love to hear too. I'm just so interested in people who are in the beauty industry, and we come from so many different walks of life and have so many different stories. And I would love if you would share yours with us today.
Okay. So honest, I'm going to completely be honest with why I became a hairdresser.
Go for it.
I was not a cute kid at all. Let's be honest. I wasn't. And my mom's friend was a hairdresser. So every time I went and saw her, I was just amazed at how pretty she was and how she knew how to fix her hair. And she knew how to do all these things that I had no idea how to do. Like, I want to do that. I want to learn how to do that. I want to learn how to be prettier and make myself, you know, more presentable and, you know, things like that. She taught me how to do makeup. She taught me how to do, like, she taught me everything. And my mom didn't really know how to do that stuff. So I just kind of picked up on it. And then I was doing my mom's hair and I was doing my sister's hair. And it just kind of started like that. And then, you know, you get that feeling of you went and had your hair done and you feel pretty. Like, you feel pretty. You carry yourself differently. And it was that feeling that I wanted other people to have. And that's really why I got into it.
So you're saying like that you love being able to give that to other people as well?
Yeah, for sure.
Is that, did you find your own self-confidence in yourself through the beauty industry?
100%. Really? 100%. Once I felt like I could do that for myself, then I could do it for others. And that's what's so rewarding about this industry, is because you can change somebody's self-confidence in a matter of a couple hours. And that's rewarding to see somebody walk in with their head down and walk out with their head high. That is a big difference. I mean, it's an immediate change. It's immediate gratification, but it's something that doesn't last for just that short period of time. Like, women feel, you know, their hair is their crown. Women feel good. They look good. They don't take as much from other people. They have a little bit higher confidence. And that's what's really rewarding. And that's what we need. Sometimes we need a pick-me-up, and I'm here for it.
That's awesome. So when you got started in the beauty industry, how old were you? Like, what was your, can you tell me kind of that story? Where did you go to school? What were you thinking you were going to be? All that kind of thing.
So honestly, I wanted to be a hairdresser from when I was young. After high school, I went to UCA, partied my way out the first semester. I'm going to go to hair school. Because, you know, everybody's, you're not going to make any money. Don't go to hair school. You know, your parents.
Don't you love it when people tell us we're not going to make any money?
Yeah. You're not going to make any money being a hairdresser.
I make any money.
So, you know, I was like, okay, well, I'll go to UCA. Well, that didn't work. So then I went to beauty school. There was one in Conway. Was it Arkansas Beauty School, Arkansas Cosmetology, something? I don't think it's open anymore. And I went there and it was going fine. I had very long hair. And I had gorgeous hair. Like, my hair was my thing. And the teacher said, okay, I want to do a 0 degree, which is just a straight line haircut. And I was like, well, I need a trim. I'll let you do it on me. She cut, like, I think it was 8 to 10 inches off of my hair.
Oh, no.
It was up right at my shoulder. And I quit that day. I was
like, you just couldn't get over that.
No, because she was like, you know, doing an example of a consultation with a client, and I told her what I wanted, totally different. And then I sat there and I was like, well, if you can't do what I said, then you can't teach me anything. There's nothing I can learn from you. And so I quit. And I didn't go back until damn near 15 years later.
Really? This is new to me. I didn't know this part of your story. What inspired you to finally go back? What was life like in the middle of those, and during those 15 years?
During those 15 years, there was a lot of partying. There was a lot of school, trying to figure out what I wanted to do. But I always kept coming like, this is what I really want to do, is do hair. But I don't know. It's almost like she just kind of ruined it for me. I let her ruin that for me. Yeah. So I moved to Florida. I was in school. I was studying criminal justice in school. And I just really started thinking about what I wanted to do. Did I want to go? Did I want to try to finish and major and go to law school? Like, what did I want to do? And I realized that I didn't enjoy any of those things. I enjoy doing hair. I enjoy doing makeup. That's really what I'm passionate about. So when I moved back to Arkansas, that's when I said, you know what? I'm going to hair school. And that's what I did. I said 15 years. It was probably 12 years when I went.
So what year was this when you finally went back? And
I went back, let's see, 07.
Okay.
2007 is when I went back. So I was, or was it 09? It might have been 09 when I went back. God, it's been so long. But I was 20, I was in my late 20s. So it's about 10, 11 years, anywhere from 10 to 12 years in the gap.
You've grown up a lot since you've been in the, I mean, your life has just changed, right?
Oh, totally, totally different. Yeah.
So something that you said that stood out to me is you said, I let someone ruin that for me. Like, that was your dream.
Yeah.
And you let, and I love how you said you let, like, you took responsibility.
I did.
Allowing somebody to do that for you. And that to me was sounded really powerful. Like, tell me more about like your philosophy on that. Because to me, Chris, like, you always have come up like nobody has the power to tell you what you're going to do in your life. You make your choices. Like, that's just who you are as a person and what I respect and love about you so much.
Yeah. I mean, I have to take accountability for that because she was a cosmetologist, you know, instructor. That's what she was. And maybe she thought she was doing me a favor by cutting off more of what I needed cut off, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I allowed her to ruin that moment for me. Instead of just sucking it up and sticking it out, I allowed her to do it. And I went on for the next decade and did nothing. Like, I really have nothing to show for that time between when I first went to beauty school and then when I came back. Because when I came back, I started all over. I didn't use those hours. I didn't anything. But I allowed for her to just put me in that space. And then it just kind of downward spiraled after that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know it's a lot.
So, like, I seriously, like, have, like, some chill bumps you just saying that. Like, you never know these tiny little things that you can let be whispered, like get inside your heart and your mind and just take hold and fester.
Well, and then that just goes back to show from when I was young, the reason I really wanted to be into it. And then she took my crown.
Yeah.
And when she took my crown,
you gave up on yourself. Yeah.
I went back in my shell.
Yeah.
And it took me those 10 years to finally figure out that nobody's taking my crown.
Yeah.
I'm getting this back.
Were there some things that happened in your life in those 12 years that got you to the point where you had the confidence to say, I'm over it. You know, I've grown past it.
I was just, you know, there was personal things in life, like nothing was panning out because it wasn't the path I was supposed to be on. Mm-hmm. You know, my path was supposed to be hair. And every time you're not on the path you're supposed to be on, things don't work out.
Yes.
So I had to get back to my path. And, mm-hmm. you know, it helped that I think I built my confidence by doing, I was still doing hair. I was doing hair. I was doing makeup. I was doing lashes. I was doing all these things for all my friends. And I think it took me that long of a time to build up that confidence to go back into school and to kind of grab a hold of it by the horns and be like, this is what I'm going to do for my career.
Awesome. So let me kind of say that whenever you said what you love about the industry is that whenever you're able to just change somebody's self-confidence, mm-hmm. I'll tell you, you did that for me with my with my hair extensions.
Good.
My husband is so annoyed by me because he's like, you got this hair and you're so full of yourself now.
But that's what it's supposed to do.
Okay. So I'll just share a little bit. Okay. So whenever I first met Chris, I came to work at her salon. At the time it was Chris Anthony's salon. And so I was renting a room from her and I just had my baby. My little boy was what, like 6, 7, 8 months old, like around there. And I've never had really thick, great hair anyways. It's always been kind of thin. I was like always trying to tease it or put mousse in it, like do all the blow drying it upside down, like doing all the stuff. Mm-hmm. And well, after I had my baby, as a lot of you women out there who have had kids may know, this is that you lose a lot of hair. And that happened for me for sure. And so finally, Chris talked me into doing these hair extensions. I was on the fence. I wanted it done, but I wasn't quite sure. And she put them in. And you guys, I am so pleased with, I mean, at the risk of like sounding like my husband said, you know, like full of yourself, like I'm just so pleased with the way my hair looks for the first time in my life. And it's true. It's given me so much confidence.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
it's a game changer for a lot of women. It's a game changer. And I feel like it was a game changer for you.
It absolutely was. And you know, and for some people, for me, it was hair extensions. For someone else, it may be those lash extensions, or it may be microblading like what I do, or whatever it is. Those are the, you know, those are the things that while it's not, it may come across at first, it's just a superficial, not that important thing. But it took me back to what you said. It allows you to feel good about yourself so that you don't take as much from others. Mm-hmm. So like, what did you kind of mean? I think I know what you mean, but like, tell me.
So when we feel good and our confidence is high, we tend to not beat ourselves up as much. We tend to, if we hear a comment or something that would normally bother us, we don't take it as personal. And it just kind of, we just kind of let it roll off our shoulders. Because we feel good. We look good. You can't tell us anything when we feel that way. And that's what we need. You know, yeah. Some women need that. And there's, you know, you could go into women that have problems at home or their husbands don't compliment them or, you know, they're just beat down or, you know, they've allowed themselves to get beat down so much that sometimes your appearance, because everything now is judged on appearance, whether we think it's right or not, it's the way the world is. And knowing that and seeing women, they know that too, because when their eyes light up, when you spin that chair around and they see their hair fixed and everything's done, that helps them get through the rest of it. And it helps them get, it's almost like an armor. I don't know how to explain it.
It makes them feel more worthy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
Like more like you're worthy to be in the world. And I know that sounds silly, but I think a lot of times as women, we believe like if we're not up to a certain standard,
yeah,
100%. We don't deserve to take up space.
Exactly. And you know, it's true. As unfair as it is, it's just what it is. It's true. And that's just how it is nowadays. So if I can help somebody feel like they are worthy of taking up that space, then I've done my job.
I love that. Okay. So that's your quote, right?
That is.
Okay. I love it. So I just wanted to go back to the hair extensions because I'm so happy with mine. Yeah. And I get complimented so often, I'm proud to say. And I will say that. I do get complimented and I always give you the credit.
Good.
Everybody knows I've got a wig on my head. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Well, it looks good.
But everybody's curious. Everybody's like, what? What? Let me see. What is it? Can you see it? You know, they want to feel, they want to look, they want to touch. So could you maybe kind of walk through, because I think you're amazing at hair extensions. And I think everybody would love to hear kind of just the rundown of like what's out there on the market right now. I know there's a lot of different types. Mm-hmm. If somebody's thinking about it, what do they need to know? Let's talk about like price, styles, maintenance, all that kind of stuff. Like give me that excellent consult.
Okay. So there's a couple different types of hair extensions right now that I do. I do the cold fusion, which are the beaded, which is what Lauren wears. They're not glued. They're not bonded. I actually thread your hair through a bead, put the hair extension up into the bead, and then clamp the bead. So you need to come in about every 4 to 6 weeks. We loosen the beads, tighten them. We scoot everything up closer to the scalp and retighten it. These type of extensions are really good for, you know, you can do length with these. You can do length and volume. These are not hair extensions for if you're thinning on top. These are not for those girls. And a lot of those girls are out there. And we are working on getting the best extension for that. But with thinning hair, we have to make sure that the weight of the extension does not compromise the integrity of the hair. So if the weight of the extension is going to make your hair thin more, I'm not going to give you those extensions. That's the dream catchers. That's the cold cylinder. That's how they're put in. Thin hair, they're good for thin hair, fine hair. They're pretty much good for everything except for women with a problem with thinning hair.
So thinning hair. Okay. Well, okay. Clarify that a little bit because I came to you because I had thinning hair and I've had excellent results. So what do you mean by that?
Well, your hair was, you have thin, fine hair normally on an everyday basis since you were young. Your hair was thinning at the time because you had just had a child. It was not an issue that you had struggled with for 7 years. Your hair is starting to thin. The hair follicle is dying. That was not your issue.
I see.
So those were a good option for you.
Okay.
The tape-ins are out there. A lot of people love them. I'm not a fan of the tape-ins.
I started with the tape-ins. I feel like I've like graduated, like I've gone up like the hair extension pyramid.
I'm not a fan of the tape-ins. I've done them. I went from them to the cold cylinder, and it's been my favorite so far. There's also the newest thing to hit a lot of the, and I'm going to say a lot of the white girls are wearing what they called is the hand tied wefts.
That is all the rage right now. That is like all we're hearing about
right now. And everybody's like, oh, it's the newest thing. Girl, black girls have been doing this for a long time. We're just finally catching up to it. So we're just finally finding the method that works on our hair. Because a braid won't hold for our hair. Our hair is too weak for that. But we finally came up with a technique. It works. Basically, it's a weft that is sewn in.
What is a weft for people? Let's break it down to like people that don't know this at all.
It's a weft of hair. So basically, it's one long string that has a ton of hair hand tied to it. And this weft will go from one side of your head to the other. So it's basically one row of hair. And we sew that into your hair. Now you will need to come in again every 4 to 6 weeks. You'll need to loosen it, scoot it all back up to tighten it because your hair grows. The wefts are good for people who want thickness. Like if you've got fine hair and we're really just wanting to add thickness, the wefts are great. They can add length too. You can still do everything that you can with the cold cylinder. You can put your hair up on top of your head. You can wear it down, curl it half up, braid it. You can do all those things. It's just less points of contact. And depending on how you do your hair, I wouldn't say that it's better or worse than the cold cylinder. It's just different.
Yeah. And I know we've talked about switching me from the cold cylinder to the weft, but I've just been so pleased that I just didn't want to take the chance. And I'm a little bit skeptical. I know they say that you can pull it all up. Mm-hmm. I'm skeptical.
I've seen it all up and I've seen it down, but you know, with what you have too, can go all up, can go down. Uh-huh. So when it comes to deciding on which one, that's going to be more of a personal preference for some people. Some people don't like learning to get used to sleeping with the cold cylinders. You know, in the beginning, I think it was a little hard for you. Now it doesn't bother you at all.
It was very, very uncomfortable in the beginning. Now it's very little issue at all. Yeah.
So people who can't get past that, I would say the sewn-in is going to be more of an option for them. Because there's, I mean, the points of contact on the head are like a tenth of what you have in your hair. So, you know,
I had not thought of it in that way, but that makes sense.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
So the cold cylinders, let's talk about that just real quick. Like how many points of contact, like a cold cylinder, how many different little spots are they going to be points of contact? I mean, just as an estimate.
A normal head would be 100.
100. Okay. And then the hand tied weft.
You're probably wearing 150 to 175.
Well, yeah. I'm actually like that. Right.
So when you think about it like that, and then like a hand tied weft, if I was to do a hand tied weft in your hair, you're probably looking at most 40.
Oh, wow. Okay.
At most. And that's going to be a lot.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
But the hair is good quality and, you know, it's human hair. So, and it lasts, your hair lasts what? One time your hair lasts almost 2 years, didn't it?
Year and a half. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been great. Okay. And then what everybody wants to know, what does it cost? What's the price? What's the investment and maintenance?
So cost wise and maintenance, that really depends on how much hair we use, how many different colors I need to get, what I need to do to the hair to match it to yours. But you're looking at anywhere, a full head, you're looking anywhere from 1,000 up to 2,000.
Okay.
You know,
I'm probably not going to let my husband listen to this episode because he's like, wait a second.
Yeah.
You have double the amount of hair here. He's going to be able to do the math. Yeah.
Right. So it just, you know, it just really depends. And then the maintenance, some girls like to come in every 4 weeks and they like me to do a Brazilian blowout on the actual extensions.
That's me.
From prison. Mm-hmm. So, when anytime you start adding services to the extension, it goes up a little bit. But, you know, to get started, you can get started with a good set for $1,000, $1,500.
Yeah.
And get you rolling from there. But once you start,
you cannot go back.
You cannot go back.
And honestly, Chris, I mean, that's about what I pay. I think we've gone up a little bit in price over the years of me doing it just because I've chosen to purchase more hair, to purchase longer hair, up the game a little bit. You could say it fits into my budget of what I'm willing to do to get the result. So for me, it's been an excellent investment. And I will say also, it has been a fabulous time investment for me. Before I had hair extensions, I would have to spend at least 20 minutes every morning styling my hair. I would have to wash it much more often. Mm-hmm. And now that I have extensions, I can just spritz a little dry shampoo, put it in a pretty little Elsa braid, like kids call me Elsa braid. and it looks beautiful. And it takes me like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Because it's just like this long, pretty thick hair. Like I don't even have to do anything to it. And I can just wear it down, like have just that wavy hippie look. And that looks great. Yep. Like I spend so much. I come and see you once a month, every 4 to 6 weeks, you move them up. And then my daily routine is cut down so much.
You know, and a lot of that also has to do with the quality of the hair. If you want to have gorgeous hair and your extensions and you want to be able to do what you do, Lauren, you have to spend the money on it. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's what a lot of people don't want. They want to get it once and they don't realize that this is an investment. You have to invest in it. And if you're not willing to go the long haul with this, you don't need to get started with it.
Yeah. Otherwise it is just going to be a waste of money.
It's just a waste of money at that point.
Well, I've been super happy with it and I've been telling everybody where they can find you. And could you tell them right now, if somebody is interested in this, wants to book an appointment, wants to book a consult, how does that work and where can they find you?
You can go to www.blow.salon.
How do you? B-L-O?
B-L-O. B-L-O. Okay. And you can go on our website and you can actually book appointments with me for extension consultations right there. You can see the schedule. It'll pull up. It'll put you in and you can, you know, pick a time and come on in.
Excellent. I will link that in the show notes for anybody who's interested in doing that.
That'd be perfect.
All right, Chris. Well, I think that kind of wraps everything up. Is there anything that you would like to add to make this episode feel complete for you?
you know, I think we touched on everything. I just want to make them beautiful.
Yeah. So one thing I wanted to ask you, if you could say anything, because I know you're moving now into a role of wanting to mentor new stylists.
Yes. I am looking to mentor new stylists and take on apprentice at the salon.
If you could give a piece of advice to somebody new coming up into the industry.
Mm-hmm. What would that be?
Yeah.
My biggest piece of advice is do not stop learning. If you are not teachable, you're not going to last in this industry. You will never know everything. You will never know all the techniques. There's always something new happening. There's always more than one way to do something. And if you stick to your one way for the rest of your life, you will not be as successful as you could be.
I think that goes for everything in life. And with that, I think that's an excellent way to end the episode, Chris. Thank you so much for being on this episode of the Orchid Skin Company podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love it if you would subscribe. If you'll just click the subscribe button at the top of the podcast player, then you'll just get any new episode delivered straight to your podcast player. And be sure to check the show notes below. And thank you so much. All right. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.